Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Matt, the best dressed in the Midwest here, and to my left is my beautiful ex-best friend, fully loaded Italian, above average looking, long-legged, short torso, beautiful head of hair, Tiger Taylor. What's up, man?
What's up, buddy? There's no ex-best friend here. We are ex-business partners, but lovers at this point.
So I want to say thank you to everyone for tuning in and listening to the most unrated iTunes podcast ever. Thank you so much for taking your time to listen to this horrible drive home.
Thank you for listening, but not putting in the effort to rate, review us, or comment.
Yes. Please give us a thumbs up, thumbs down. We'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, ugly.
Uh-oh, Matt, are you still there, buddy? Are you having technical difficulties? Well, while he's having technical difficulties, I'll make promises that I just can't keep. If you rate and review us on iTunes, Matthew will send nudes. Again, if you rate, review us on iTunes, Matthew will send it to you. We really need the positive feedback, but we need the negative feedback. We need to know what you like, what you don't like, what episodes got to you, what episodes you did not benefit from. Let us know your thoughts. You know, we try to come to you as much as we can. I'm back in the saddle again, so we will be coming in hot 5 days a week. We love it. We hope you love it. And Matthew Sprint does not love it.
Okay, buddy, sorry. Are you there? Yeah,
hey, just tell them, yes, I will do it. I made some promises for you that if people rate and review us on iTunes, say, you bet I'll do it.
You bet I'll do it.
Let's hear you, Matt. No, you heard it.
You bet I'll do it. I will do it. And I'll videotape
it. Well, that's basically what I promised him. So you'll have to tune in later to find out what you missed. All right, what are we talking about today, man?
Well, man, today we're just going over some 5 tips that you could possibly start doing today, that you can start possibly doing today, that will lead to success, my friend. Got this. I was reading a blog today, and we're going to dissect this. We're going to give it thumbs up, thumbs down. We're going to take out what we want and what we want to use from this and kick the rest of the curb. So we're going to start off with number 1. Set goals, choose the most important one, and take decisions accordingly. So, to me, our mind needs to focus at least 1 to 3 times a day to stay connected on your long-term goals and to also make your brain work. We need to constantly be prioritizing, thinking of everything that you want in life and trying to fulfill that.
I watched a Snapchat the other day of Ty Lopez. It looked like he was walking around a golf, like a country club, like he was at a golf course. I could see the sand dune. And he was just taking a walk, walking around, and then he sat in front of a waterfall. And he was saying Sundays are his days that he does absolutely nothing. Nothing is pressing, nothing is important. And he loses himself in thought. I think far too often we think of our thoughts and goals one time. And we write our thoughts and goals down, and we never review them, and we never dwell on them and think about them. I think every Sunday you should realign your goals and honestly evaluate how you did the week before, okay? So every Sunday you should think of your goal and your vision and make sure it's still exactly what it was last Sunday and focus forward on it. But that's the most important thing. And then you can write down 5 steps to how to get that done this week daily and then cross your list off. At the end of the day, you'll look at a list that had 5 things on it, and whenever those lists all have lines through it, it'll feel pretty good.
Yeah, there's nothing better than checking off that thing on your to-do list or that goal that you set.
Pizza is better. Pizza is better than crossing off that list. Pizza's good. I don't want to lie to the people.
Greater
pizza's good.
There was no greater feeling than when Tiger's like, Matt, we're on iTunes. I marked that off the list, and I had a little celebration. Remember, you got to reward yourself once you meet your goal. As soon as you land, like if you want to go to Cozumel or you want to go to South Africa, once that plane lands, cross it off your list and celebrate, my friend.
Sure, with pizza.
With pizza. Pizza and ladies.
Pizza and ladies. Gluten and chicks.
Number two is time management. Tiger, what do you think about time management?
I think that's something that slips away from me. I am the king of procrastination. I put things off to the last minute, and then I hustle hard to get it done. I've done it my whole life. I work on getting this done. I have spoken extensively on this podcast about that being my biggest flaw. I put off till tomorrow what could get done today. It is the biggest habit that I have. And then I will last minute work my tail off and get it done.
Do you find yourself successful when you do that? Or do you find yourself panicking, stressing?
Panicking and stressing, but I meet the deadline. I've never went over, but I'm always mad at myself when I'm rushing around. I'm always like, dude, you knew about this. You had nothing but time to get this done. But almost like, how dare you put this off?
Right. Yeah, time is our most precious possession, as Tiger says that many times, that we don't have a lot of it because we never know when we're going to expire. But until you find your reason to live and reason to be successful, you will not understand your time. It's nothing more than just building the right productivity and the right habits. Once you get the habits down, everything else will come easily.
Sure.
Super easy. You need to find out what you're passionate about. And once you find out your passion, literally you'll think, okay, I have X amount of time. Tiger's 32. I just turned 31. And time is running out for us, literally. You need to get your health in check. You need to get your finances in check. And you need to find your passion in life.
Got to find passion, guys. Without passion, you're not living. You think you are. You're just going through the motions without passion.
Right. I talked to somebody the other day, and this gentleman was like, I asked him what his passion was in life. He's like, honestly, what my passion is in life is to have a mediocre job, get tons of tattoos, and work out. That's
Ooh.
My passion in life. I was like,
Ooh.
All right, man, if that's your passion, man, I can't knock it. That's your passion.
That's what my problem was in the beginning. I would belittle someone and be like, that's not a good enough passion. That's not good enough. You can't just want that. You have to want more. And then I've learned from Ty Lopez that it's not my problem what other people's passion are. It doesn't align with mine. I don't understand it. But literally, to each his own. I think that is a very foolish passion.
Right.
I don't consider that a successful life. I don't consider that a win. But if getting tattoos, having a mediocre job, and working out all the time honestly makes you happy, and that speaks to the core of who you are, then so be it.
Right. Yeah, if that speaks to your core, you're absolutely right. Then so be it. But you deserve better. And Tiger and I have this
sure.
debate all the time. Are we all made for greatness, or some of us just made for average bill. That's what I call it, average bill. What do you think?
Every time I answer this, I think I have a different outlook on it. Literally, I am the most on the fence with this because I believe some people have to work at McDonald's. Some people have to service food. And some people are innovators. But
right.
I also
like
to give everybody the benefit of the doubt and say, even the person working at McDonald's serving a surprise, if they applied themselves, invested in themselves, they would become, meaningful people in society, innovators.
Right. I have told the story about a friend that I know that literally went to McDonald's whenever he graduated high school, and
Ooh.
He went to college and stayed with McDonald's, and now he's making almost $500,000 a year. Because he just stayed
yep.
with it, and he was like, you know what, this is for me. Find what you want to do it, and just fulfill it.
Well, your buddy also told you when you asked him, he said, you know, you never explored more. You told him you never explored more. You never found out if there was something else you liked more than this. And his exact words were to you, Matt, it's the easiest job in the world. Nothing ever changes. I show up and I do the same thing.
That's it. Just show up and do the same thing. Literally, that's exactly what he said. So number three is live life on your own terms. Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I don't like that one. That's pretty vanilla. You're painting in such broad strokes with that one. Live on your own terms. How? You know, you're not telling me. Of course, I know to live on my own terms, but you're not giving me examples. You're not giving me thought-provoking details. You're just telling me things. I get it. You know, live on your own terms. Okay.
Yeah, I'm all for. I know exactly what you mean because I'm about lifestyle design. So whoever you are, take back your life. Take control of your life. That's what I see it. Get into the freedom of doing something that you love. Working hard to make it a career or trying to find your passion and then have a chance to travel. I love traveling. Traveling is one of my favorite things. So take control of your life. Take responsibility of it. Take back your life. Quit being afraid. What's on the other side of fear, my friend?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing is on the other side of fear.
Nothing. Exactly right. So, number four is don't let a day go by without learning something new. Amen, amen. Every day we
I do like that.
Better.
I do like that.
Be a learner.
Ooh, I do like that.
Be a learner beyond school. Be a learner beyond degrees. Turn to self-education. Make it a permanent part of your life. That's the only way you can keep growing. School's never out, my friend.
I'm telling you right now, your Zig Ziglar quote rings so true in my company vehicle. You know, before we went live, you were just talking about, I said, my blood doesn't circulate through my body like it used to. And he said, it's because you sit for 8 hours a day driving, because I travel a lot in my job. And he said, you drive a lot, so you're constantly sitting a lot. He said, sitting is the new smoking. And I said, I wish I smoked. But that's neither here nor there. We were talking about sitting and just not being productive, and I lost all train of thought because now I'm craving cigarettes. Where was I going with this, Matthew?
No.
Where was I going
with this? You were talking about how awesome it would be to smoke. So, you should smoke.
Chicks love bad guys, and bad guys smoke cigarettes. Remember that, guys. That's my, if you don't take anything away from today, take away to start smoking because chicks dig it.
There are many
options to inform yourself.
And to self-educate yourself. You can talk to people. You can learn by doing new things. You can just
Mobile University. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for jumping right back in and saving that thinking chip. I'm telling everybody to start smoking. What I was saying is I'm sitting, and sitting is the new smoking. It's bad for you. Well, I sit for 8 hours a day. I can't help it. I have to drive. I have to work. But I have taken the Zig Ziglar quote from Matthew, because Matthew gave me the idea, and my company vehicle is a mobile university. In the CD deck right now, I have Rich Dad Poor Dad audio tape that I bought at audio CD. I bought it at Barnes & Noble. Here in my little, I don't know, armrest thing, I've got, let me read it. John T. Maxwell, revised and updated 10th anniversary edition, the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership. Okay, I've got that in my armrest, and I have podcasts inside of my iPhone that I listen to as I drive as well. So if I'm stuck and I'm waiting and I get to a place early, I read. If I'm traveling, I'm on a podcast or I'm listening to an audiobook. I'm Mobile University. I'm learning at all times.
I love it. And the way that you can educate yourself, like we said, is talk to other people, learn to go deeper in your mind and in your conscience. Learn new things about yourself. And you can meditate, you can analyze yourself, and on Sundays you can reflect. Get down and write your goals, like you said. Now, you can start doing regular things in unusual ways. You can start that today.
Love it.
So number five is don't try to change others. Change yourself. Gandhi.
You and I had this talk today about that.
Yeah, I can't. Tiger is one of the greatest best friends I've ever had. But if I want something to change, I have to change myself. I can't change him. If you have a best friend that you're trying to change, don't change them. Change yourself. And they can see that improvement through you. Have you ever been around a group of friends that one person gets a car and the other one starts looking at a car, buying a car, and so on and so on? Have you ever done that, Tiger?
No, I've never bought a car because of that, but I have a friend who I feel like every time I bought a new car or got something really nice, they went out and bought a car or got something really nice.
Right, yeah.
I've had friends that ended up feeling more like a competition than a friendship.
Exactly. So learn to accept and appreciate people for the way they are in life and who they really are.
Or dump the shit out of them.
Tiger did that to me 3 weeks ago. So dump
explains the absence. Hashtag one apology and all is good. No, I really did. I had a friend who competed with me with everything and honestly got them out of my life. True story. You
and
would
who
be
shocked
on who it is. I can't tell you on the air. It's a secret.
Oh, okay. I mean, we were dropping names yesterday. I didn't know if you wanted to drop some more.
We were dropping names like hotcakes yesterday.
Yeah, we were. So
we were dropping names yesterday like Kanye drops number one hit.
Okay, don't even get me started on Kanye. Sorry, we're going to get off track here. Now, this Kanye stuff has gotten a little out of hand. Thank goodness I haven't heard about him in a couple of days. But another thing is I've been watching Ty Lopez's snaps this past week. And OMG,
oh, no.
I am so sick of this dude.
I'm over him.
He's great. I love some of his stuff, but I'm getting sick and tired of watching him shoot basketballs, show me what kind of shoes he has, and drinking and eating the same meal every day. Sick of it.
I don't see the meal ones, but I saw where he's wearing, like, Dennis Rodman socks, the new Steph Curry shoes. When he's wearing Steph Curry shoes but goes to every Laker game. He's always sitting between Terrell Owens. He's always sitting between, like, Terrell Owens and someone else. And
right.
It's just annoying.
It's starting to get very annoying. And I was going to comment on a post that he was shooting three-point shots, and this guy was running at him with a six-foot pole, I guess. Six-foot guy with a three-foot
pole.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Something like that.
I saw that.
But the guy was running from the baseline. Of course you have plenty of time to shoot the freaking ball.
Uh-huh.
What turned you off with him was
what turned you off with him is he got his interns and said, what? I'll pay your flight who can make half-court shots.
Yeah, that reminded me of Tiger Taylor, because Tiger Taylor used to be like, hey, perform for me, you're my jester. So that's...
Oh, 100%, I still do that. When you come down, I'm like, turn up.
But I got so mad that he was like, you know what, here, everybody get out here, I'm the king, you're going to do what I say, you're going to show off in front of me, and if you do, I'm going to reward you. Don't like that at all. You're here to learn something, we're not here to play touch button apart.
Ooh, love it. Love it, with that dork with the ponytail.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever seen Bob's Burgers?
Yeah.
There's a Krav Maga guy there, or whatever he does, I have no clue. But he has long hair and reminds me of that. Playing touch button apart.
With
so
that
Conor McGregor
the
lost.
Yeah.
Oh, Conor McGregor lost.
He got by who? By my dude. By my dude that I know personally. Nathan
and
Diaz.
Yeah, you do have a picture of him. I remember. You sent it to mm-hmm. me. You met him in the airport, right?
I did. And we became like third or fourth besties.
Yeah, you guys stayed pretty close there for a while.
I paid I fanboyed out on him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so whenever you meet a celebrity, do you fanboy out of them? Or, because I always heard if you meet your celebrities, you'd be very surprised.
I fanboyed out on him. I've met a lot of celebrities flying through LAX for work or flying through Vegas. Normally, I'm just like, what's up, man? Treat him like a normal person. But with the Diaz Bros, I was like, oh, my God!
Now, I remember asking for your advice, and you were like, you know what? Bet the farm on Conor McGregor. Thank goodness I didn't.
Oh, I did say
that,
too.
Thank goodness I didn't. And I told you, you know, I'm going for Diaz. Come to find out, I don't know if you know this or not, but he was training for a triathlon. Did you know that?
No, he wasn't.
He was?
That came out to be false. No, that was came out to be falsified. He said that so Dana would give him that. He said that so Dana would give him the fight. Because he didn't want Dana to think he's just been. He was actually a week before he got the call. He was down in Cabo on a yacht getting drunk with Gilbert Melendez.
And wrong, right? Gronkowski.
Yeah.
God.
Hashtag best life ever.
Best life ever. Hey, can we switch lives? Just for like one day.
Right.
So those were the five things. We kind of got off track there because I had a rant about
Ty Lopez.
It's all right.
Gary Vaynerchuk was on a podcast with Lewis Howes recently. Go look it up. Good listen. And I think he takes some jabs at Ty Lopez, to be honest with you.
Now, I know they've done an interview.
Go ahead, what?
Him and Ty have done an interview together because he was in L.A., I think, promoting his book.
Okay.
And he had him on the show.
Okay.
And those two went back and forth. So I could see it. I'm a big fan of Gary, but after what I heard today through the grapevine, not so much. I'm going to have to listen to the podcast myself because I was really heartbroken at what was told to me.
He even said he hit
network.
A chick in the face. He punched a chick in the face who works for him. He's like one of his best friends. He punched her right in the face because he was getting too competitive, too aggressive, and he hit her.
Oh, man. See, I can't do that. Sorry, Gary Vee, man. If this comes out to be true, bro, then you just lost a lifetime listener. Hardcore.
Well, he even said on the show, if I lose a listener, it doesn't matter because you'll come back. My quality that I'm giving you is so good, there's nothing I can do to lose you forever. You benefit too much by me being in your life.
Man, if he really did say that and I listened to it, I can cut ties super quick. And that's one fan.
I know. I said, hey, Matt, you upset me and offended me. And you're like, you know what? You, bro, I'm not going to talk to you for 3 weeks.
Whatever. I was on vacation.
I said, look, all I want to do is talk about it and maybe get an apology. And you're like, you know what, man? You amp your apology and talking to you for 3 weeks. You
water
even changed the
back,
podcast
man.
Number. You even changed the podcast number so I couldn't call in.
That's true, I did. Changed all the codes and everything.
All the codes and everything. But no, back on Gary. He was talking about why wouldn't you buy his $18 book, which I like that. We read and reviewed Lewis Howes' book, and it was, what, like almost 30 bucks. Gary Vaynerchuk says his new book, hashtag AskGaryVee, says he only charges $18 for it. Like, why wouldn't you buy a book for $18 when you're going to go pay some dork $180 a month to be in an accelerator? And the only person who calls this program... Yeah. The only person who calls this stuff an accelerator is Ty Lopez. And he's like... He goes, honestly, man, he's telling Lewis Howes, he's like, honestly, man, I just want to give people the best knowledge. And when I see other people out here who are con men and trying to get you to pay $180 to be in an accelerator... He said, really, it pisses me off. And I was like, damn, is that Ty Lopez?
That's not tough, like, though, man, I'm not going to pay that much.
$180 a month, you know, but he was talking about, you know, people get so pissed once you start asking for money. Like, once you start doing a seminar, people are like, oh, you're starting to become a fraud. And he's like, fraud, I give you free advice for the last X amount of years, and I charge you one time for one thing, and I'm an asshole. Like, he goes off on a big rant about that, too.
Ugh. Well, yeah. I mean, I can see where he's coming from now. I can see where he's coming from.
I get that. I get, like, what we're doing. Someday we're going to have a seminar. And if people get offended that we're asking, I'm going to be like, bro, we've done over, right now, close to 100 podcasts for free.
Yeah. And it will always be free on our podcast, for sure.
Absolutely.
We'll always try to do five nights a week. Exactly. Just my wife can't do 5 nights a week. We're always trying to do it for free. Because we're in the same boat as you, my friend. Same boat as you. We don't have a lot of money, well, I mean, to spend on something as little as that. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Sure. Well,
because
right
I think
now...
I think education should be free.
Yeah, I do too. But Ty Lopez said that he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars traveling the world to gain his knowledge. Why would he give it all away for free?
Right. But did he really travel
Harry
the whole
Vader
world?
Texas. Oh, who knows? He was talking about some trip in Turkey he took the other day. Hey, Gary Vaynerchuk said he hired this guy to be his personal assistant. And his personal assistant worked for him for a few years. And that personal assistant learned so much about business, he ended up opening his own business, making millions of dollars, that Gary V said, from now on, if you want to be his personal assistant, you actually have to pay him to work for him.
No, that's horrible. That's the whole
because
thing.
Because of the knowledge
like if I go and work at a restaurant, my main goal is to start my own restaurant. So I'm going to learn from you. And that's great. I'm not going to charge
you
to be my assistant. That's
him,
stupid.
He said you're going to pay him to become a personal assistant.
You've really got
to listen to
so
podcasts.
Stupid.
It's like 45 minutes.
Yeah,
I went from like super into learning about this Gary Vee guy to being like, what an arrogant dude. Like, what
right?
does Matt like about him? Yeah. But I thought maybe like, well, I kind of like Ty Lopez and he's kind of a tool. Maybe that's Matt's tool that he likes. But I don't know, man. This Gary Vee guy was like, you're going to pay me to be my personal assistant because of the things you're going to learn and the skills you'll acquire. I thought, whoa.
See, I'm so happy that we're not like that and we're more down to earth. Because
sure.
That just hurts me, man. Lewis Howes ruined me. After hearing that, Gary Vaynerchuk ruined me. Ty Lopez ruined me. There's no genuine people anymore. It's all about greed. And I'm so happy we're not like that. Well,
how did Lewis ruin you? By selling you a $30 book that you thought sucked?
Yeah, just his book ruined me, honestly.
Bro, this guy told
me
his book was good. I bought it for $30 and it sucked. Like,
yeah.
That?
$18 would have been okay, but not 30. Jeez.
$18, right, that's almost twice the price. It's like $6 off twice the price.
Yeah. Well, buddy, end us with a quote. We're about to expire.
Ooh, I don't have a quote. You hit us with a quote. Save my butt on this one. I don't have a quote. I'm sorry.
It's okay, man. Just the quote of the day. Do little things, but do them extraordinarily well.
Ooh, whose quote is that?
That's me, All Natural.
Ooh, I love that. I love that, All Natural. For those of you who doesn't think Matt's my best friend and lover, I will beat you up. I'm a very good fist fighter, especially when I've had a few drinks and someone burns me with a lighter. Hashtag ask Matt.
Hashtag ask Matt. All right, buddy. It was great talking to you. Everybody, please rate us, review us on iTunes. Give us a shout-out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and we'd love to hear back from
Thanks
you.
Thanks for tuning in to the most underrated podcast on iTunes. We love you guys so much. Big kisses.
Big kisses.